This is what the United States and its allies do not want to see happening in Iran. A new oil refinery being built by a consortium of Iranian and 20 foreign companies from Europe and Asia, at a time when the Islamic Republic is facing sanctions on its oil sector over its nuclear energy program. Building the new phase of Imam Khomeini Shahzand Arak refinery is now speeding up.
We will increase the gasoline production by 12 million liters per day, actually. And we increase the refinery capacity by 80,000 barrels per stream day.
The 2.5 billion euro project's aim is to fill in a part of a gap caused by lack of enough gasoline distillation units in a country where the per capita consumption of this vital commodity is one of the highest in the world.
Gasoline supply had been one of the major challenges for the Iranian government. Despite being one of the richest countries in the world in terms of oil and gas resources, Iran used to import most of its gasoline from outside the country. Now it is producing it at home.
As the U.S. started clamping down on gasoline retailers to selling their products to Iran, the country decided to cut imports and started producing gasoline using its petrochemical plants, which according to some experts did not meet the desired quality. The National Iranian Oil Construction and Engineering Company in charge of handling the project says that the Shahzand refinery is one of the largest of its kind in the Middle East and has one of the biggest fluid catalytic cracking units in the world. The executive director of the project says that they have come this far with the help of many well-known foreign subcontractors who've been working with Iran under U.S. sanctions.
The gas turbine of this refinery are bought from Siemens Germany. PBL England has sold steam turbine generators to us. Gabinetta from Italy has sold many pumps to us. It seems and it shows that the sanctions have not affected us at all.
The refinery is expected to start pumping gasoline and other derivatives to the market within 4 months. This, as some analysts say, questions the effectiveness of sanctions on Iran's oil industry, which, despite pressures from the outside, continues to renovate itself. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Shahzand, Central Iran.